State lawmakers figure it'll take $82.3 billion to run the state in the coming fiscal year. That is the bottom line of the new state budget, which was formally delivered to lawmakers yesterday afternoon. Lawmakers rejected several of Governor Scott's budget priorities, including $250 million for the Economic Development Agency Enterprise Florida. And last week, lawmakers handed Scott a defeat on K-12 funding. The $458 million boost would come only from general revenue and not from local property taxes, something Scott called for in his budget. Politically, that puts Scott in an awkward spot. Lawmakers called that line in the budget local property tax relief, meaning a line item veto by the governor may not look so good. As Nick Evans reports, the Florida Constitution requires lawmakers to cool off for 3 days before a final vote.
Lawmakers are preparing their handkerchiefs for the ceremonial hanky drop to close out the regular legislative session. House and Senate budget chiefs completed their work on this year's budget late Monday night and delivered it to members Tuesday at 2:53 in the afternoon. And that timing is important. Lawmakers can't take their vote on the $82.3 million spending plan for 72 hours. This means the earliest lawmakers can finish off this year's work is Friday afternoon. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.